I was just reminded of all of us being like the Israelites with a pillar of cloud ahead of them or a pillar of fire, and that's literally all they had to lead them on. And we do have the Lord. We are his flock, and he is leading us. And I think it can feel a bit like, well, what's going to happen this year, and where am I going, and what's happening? And I suppose I felt the Lord reassuring us that, well, it's okay if we have nothing else but him. And we don't. We don't know what this year will look like. And I was just reminded of Exodus 33, where Moses says, if I found favor in your sight, show me your ways, that I will people. And he said, consider too that this nation is your people. And he said, or God said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to them, Moses said to him, if your presence will not go, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way, we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name. And I feel like that's God's promise to us.
I had a sense from Psalm 24, 6, 6 to 7. And that was, such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors. The King of glory may come in. The sense that was very much, the Lord was calling us to be that generation, to lift up our heads from the day-to-day struggles we have, and really look for that vision this year, really explore that vision this year. Amen.
I really was inspired by the rendition of Psalm 23 that we just sang, and it brought to mind Stuart Townsend's Psalm 23, which I believe he wrote for his brother Phil. His brother Phil had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And you can find a video on YouTube. Phil, when he heard the song, I think it's Phil is his name, when he heard the song, he said, Stuart, I want to sing that song with you. And you find a video with Stuart Townsend and his siblings, including Phil, singing Psalm 23. And what really touched me about it was there's no promise of healing for Phil. And there's no anxiety about it. Is God going to heal me? Is God not? It's just, God is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I have no anxiety. And I think that's where we need to be, that just trusting in the Lord, that he will lead us, that he will guide us, that we're on his path. There's a line from John Henry Newman's poem, Lead Kindly Light, where he says, keep my feet. Do not ask to see the distant scene. One step enough for me. So we don't need to know what's coming, what's going on. If we're following the Lord, if we're on his path, no anxiety, no anxiety.
Through the various words we have heard just now, and just I think how the Holy Spirit is leading us, I was just so struck by, the thing that Hugh was saying at the beginning about New Year, new beginnings, and, you know, there's a few laughs about some of the more sort of, usual intentions. I just had a sense, particularly with this last song, It Is Well With My Soul, is that maybe some of us don't feel particularly inspired by the new year or feel there's anything great going on. But there is something about it is well with my soul, says the Lord, even though you don't know. Maybe from the outside your life looks sort of the same or things are not so great. I just feel like the Lord wants to reassure you that it is well with your soul. It is well, and he's got things in hand, and his ways really aren't your ways. And I was particularly struck by the words from Lamentations. They're very well known, but I'll just read them to you. But the Lord is seeing you. He sees you and he knows. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. Amen.
In a similar vein, to repeat what Mercy just said and what Bruce was saying, when Bruce was sharing, those famous words from Julian of Norwich came to mind, where she writes, "All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well." And the context that she's talking about is exactly what Mercy was saying. That is the state of our soul when we realize and place ourselves in the understanding of the providence of God, that our end point ultimately, but even before that, because of God's providence, is all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well.
Similar to Dan and Mercy, throughout today, even after church this morning and during today, just the word rain just really stood out to me. And I didn't quite know how to word this, but I felt to say, what things are on that throne of 2022 instead of God? What worries or questions do we have that are reigning over us instead of God? So just like the others were saying, if we allow God to reign, everything else comes second place and God comes first place. So may this also be a time of reflection of, whether it's repenting or whatever, of the times where other things apart from God have been on that throne, reigning over us instead of God.
So because I like doing slightly unusual things, I'm going to do something slightly unusual. I'm going to ask you all to stand up at this point, please. And I'm going to ask you some questions. And I'm going to say, Antioch, will you follow the Lord this year?
Yes.
Antioch, will you trust in the Lord this year?
Yes.
Antioch, will you love your brothers and sisters this year?
Yes.
Will you be faithful to the call the Lord has placed on your lives this year?
Yes.
Father in heaven, this year we choose you. Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer, we choose you. Holy Spirit, we choose you. Fall on us and equip us and empower us, we pray, that day by day we can choose you. We can choose the ways of heaven. Father in heaven, may our eyes be fixed on you this year. Jesus, our Savior and our Redeemer, may we trust in your saving deeds for us this year. Holy Spirit, may we listen to your voice and follow your promptings and be bold in you this year, to the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord and our Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. Amen.